Let's start with this meditation of settling the body, settling the speech, and settling the mind in their natural states. So I would invite you to just find a comfortable posture. I imagine most of you sitting in chairs, but traditionally you might be sitting cross-legged, but also it's lying down is a very, very good posture for meditation, especially maybe this type of meditation where we really want to emphasize relaxation and letting go. But regardless of what your position is, just make sure it's a comfortable one. And then turn your attention towards yourself with this motivation of self-directed loving kindness and care, openness and curiosity, warmth. And yeah, just relax. Try to set your body at ease. Drop the shoulders. And then let your awareness descend all the way down to the ground where your body is in contact with the cushion, with the chair. Becoming aware of those sensations of firmness, being held, carried. Coming down from the head and the constant thinking and planning and fixing. And just rest your awareness in a simple mode of witnessing, of bare attention, simply being aware of these sensations, contact of your body with whatever is supporting it, those sensations of firmness and solidity. And then, like pouring water into a glass or like fragrance filling a room, let your awareness fill the space of your body. Be mindfully present throughout this entire somatic field. Give the conceptual mind a rest. So there's no need to visualize the body or think about the body. Just simply rest awareness on those tactile sensations that arise throughout this somatic field. And as you attend to your body from the inside, note any regions that feel tight or constricted. Many people find this in the shoulders, the base of the neck. And if you notice areas that are tight, as you breathe in, gently attend to those areas. And as you breathe out, just surrender your muscles to gravity. Allow yourself to relax. to loosen up. Tension and constriction can easily come to lodge in our facial expressions, the muscles of the face. So, allow those to melt. Soften and loosen the muscles of the jaws, the muscles around the mouth. Let your forehead feel open and spacious. Let there be spaciousness between the eyebrows. Soften all the muscles around the eyes. Soften the eyes themselves. So that your whole face rests in an expression of repose, carefree, soft, and relaxed. And by attending in this way, set your entire body at ease, relaxed, comfortable. So we're relaxed, but at the same time, we're sitting in a posture of vigilance and alertness, with a spine that's straight, but at the same time with abdominal muscles that are loose and relaxed. Strong back and soft belly, as they say in the Zen tradition. Sitting like this, we can also allow the breathing to flow freely and unimpededly. As you breathe in, let the sensations of the respiration, the in-breath, flow right down to your belly. Notice how it expands as you inhale. As you exhale, you notice how the belly contracts and the air flows out. And you can also emphasize the out-breath as an opportunity to relax, release, and let go. In this way, we settle our body in its natural state, its ground state, where it's relaxed, still, and vigilant. Then we turn to a subtler challenge, which is to settle the speech in its natural state of effortless silence. Not difficult at all in terms of our vocal speech, our public speech. But then we also have the inner speech of the mind, the chit chat, the rumination, the commentary, the mind wandering. And it's not so easy to rest the voice of the mind in a state of effortless silence. To facilitate this, we settle the respiration in its natural rhythm, effortless and unimpeded, breathing as if we're deep asleep. And again, the key here to settling the respiration is the out breath, this natural opportunity to let go, to release, to relax. And as you breathe out, just release the breath all the way to the end, holding nothing back. And also with each out breath, simply release any thoughts, images, memories that may have come to mind. Just letting them go, letting them dissolve back into the space of the mind, returning to silence. And as you come to the very end of the exhalation, relax even more deeply with a very quiet mind. And simply allow, effortlessly allow the next breath to flow in without pulling it in, without impeding it in any way. Just let your body breathe without intervention, without interference, releasing all control. We're allowing the breath to find its own equilibrium, and thus settling the inner speech of the mind. And then we turn to the most subtle challenge, which is to settle the mind in its natural state. The first step here is to set the mind at ease. So see if you can, just for the brief duration of this meditation, release all concerns about the future and the past. Release all thoughts about future and past. And relax into the present moment. And as you release all grasping of hope and fear, desire and aversion, you allow your awareness simply to come to rest. Free of grasping, hovering motionlessly in this present moment. And when you rest in awareness in this way, you'll find that it's naturally bright, clear, awake, alert. So just rest right there, releasing all doing, releasing all activities of the mind. Simply being aware, being present, relaxed, still, and clear. Whatever thoughts, memories, images come to mind, just let them be without being carried away by them or caught up in them. So with this utter sense of release, of relaxation, let them arise like clouds forming in the sky and dissolving right back into the sky without grasping to them, without identifying with them. Rest in your own awareness in utter simplicity, aware of being aware. Finally, just releasing all instructions, all striving. Just resting in this moment, resting in the purity of your own awareness. And then with that, we can end this brief meditation and return our attention back to the rest of this session.